But we have a very special guest, and I thought he was going to be here today. I
wanted
to see the
flesh,
family.
Baby.
I wanted to see the cowboy hats. But he's on the phone. I guess we have to settle for that. Gary Radnich, how are you this morning,
Gary? Hey, Gary.
Hey, Marty. Hey, Patrick. Yeah, no, I wish I could be there, but it's a special. We're in the car on the way to get five people ready. You know, it's tough to come that early, but it's my two things. It's my son's 8th birthday today.
Cool.
And my good friend, the Butcher Boy, has announced he's starting a podcast. So I'm very excited. No, Butcher Boy, I've been listening to him for years, and he's taken the big step to do it himself. So 8th birthday and Butcher Boy's podcast, we're having a good time.
And, Gary, you're going to be sitting Big Willie style up in the club, huh?
I think we're in section 219, wherever that is. No, not yet. 219.
All right. I'm coming up to say hello. I'll come up to say hello. I feel I owe you that respect.
Oh, Mark, that's why, believe me, I told Patrick it was going to be tough for us to get there. That's why I've called in, because Patrick put the heat on me on Twitter. I don't want to look like a no-show, you know?
No, we were looking forward to seeing you out here, and happy birthday to Spencer today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marty. We still have that picture. Patrick, I don't know if you heard this, but it's pretty great. At spring training, Marty's bringing all the guys around, and it's too bad my kid's favorite guy was McGee. So that was a short-lived love affair. But Marty brought them all around, and then Patrick, posing for the rings, my kids had Marty's rings on. It's a picture we cherish.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Unbelievable.
Well, that's why I'm coming up today, because I want Spencer to wear the new one today on his birthday. So we can thank his father for this as well.
Gary, did you watch the Hall of Fame speeches?
I'm watching. We had it on, and BGO's very serious but good. But you know who I'm looking forward to? And I bet you Marty will. That Pedro Martinez, that guy's got a personality, you know? I mean, he's and a big ovation there for all the Boston fans. But it's a nice listen, pro football right now is king right now.
Right.
But when it comes to history and the Hall of Fame stuff, baseball is still number one to me.
Yeah, well, look, Pedro, they say, was a right-handed Koufax, but he was a headhunter.
Yep.
He threw inside and got in a fight with Don Zimmer, my goodness. But if you needed to win a game, and Pat asked me this question yesterday, if you needed to win a game and you had Pedro or Randy Johnson or Smoltz, and let's say it's an October game, it's a game that means something, who would you pick?
Boy, I tell you what, only because I've been listening to so much of this stuff the past few days, but everybody's talking about Pedro Martinez as even there's a few younger guys saying, hey, he's the best they'd ever seen, you know?
Yeah, I would go with him. That was my pick.
Well, Smoltz's postseason numbers are outstanding, the best of the three. But more importantly, Gary, let me steal your material and ask, Craig Biggio and Vern Glenn on a street corner, who gets recognized more?
Well, it depends. If you're out of the Bay Area, I have been there with Vern. Now, I can't speak for since he moved over to Channel 5, but I'll never forget the time, Marty, Joe Montana retired. Vern and I take a cab down to the Embarcadero. I get out. They say, who's the old guy with Vern? So never again. Never again.
All right.
Get his butt out of there.
All right. Now, you're coming to the game today. Now, do you bring food or do you buy food?
Good question.
Now, this is one of those, because it's the birthday celebration, and Alicia's holding me up. The kids have jackets coming. They got all kinds of hats. So we're going to how about this? If I was going 30 times a year, you're damn right I'd bring food. But for a birthday, we'll let it rip.
All right. Now, are you going to be sitting in Section 219 today?
Yeah, I'm going to pull out the tickets right now just to double check.
Yeah, I'm coming up.
I got them in my pocket. Hang on, babe. What are they? 219, right?
Yep.
CL 219, they say, Marty.
Oof. All right, club level 219. We'll be up.
Hi, Roller. Gary, before we let you roll, I saw our good buddy Larry Kruger yesterday hanging out at Woodbury wearing a shorts and a Maryland T-shirt, just so you know.
Well, that's $20 a drink for Larry, so I don't blame him. That's a good opportunity. No, he's terrific. So we have team coverage this weekend. Larry had Woodbury's. And I've got the game today, but Larry's my man, so he's terrific. Marty, you know what's funny? When you walk in, sometimes I'll get there right before the show, and Larry and Patrick are already discussing the 2016 draft.
Right.
So
And the Orange Bowl, too. Yeah. All right. We'll come up to see you, and I can't wait to see you in the family.
See you, Gary.
Okay, Patrick, and thanks for putting the heat on me today, but I'm sorry Marty couldn't be there live, but I'll blame the kids.
All right, thank you. All right,
Marty, we'll get the letter.
All right, okay. We got to run. All right, more coming up on the Giants pregame next from the Public House.